Today, we're going to talk about ecology at school. We have two guests, Peter and Layla. So, Peter, your school won an eco label in 2015. What did you do to get it?
Well, for example, the students always switch off the lights after class, and they also switch off the computers.
And what about the temperature in the classrooms?
The maximum temperature in our classrooms is 19 degrees.
19 degrees? Isn't it a bit cold?
It is cold. But in my school, the students and the teachers must wear warm clothes, and that's ecological.
Do you open the windows?
Yes, we can open the windows, but only for 5 minutes. That's enough to get some fresh air. And, of course, we always close the doors. That's very important, too.
Do you do anything else for nature?
Of course we do. In the playground, the students have planted many trees. It's also great for birds and insects, and that's fun for the pupils, too, because in summer, we can have picnics under the trees.
Layla, your school has got an eco label, too. What did your school do, actually?
Well, our school asked for a bus stop. Now, the bus stops just in front of the school, so everyone can come by bus. That's ecological.
You're right.
We also have 3 different bins for recycling in each classroom. You know, it's good for nature.
Anything else?
Our school doesn't send any letters anymore. Our parents receive all the school information by email. That's quick and ecological, of course.
What a good idea. So, I suppose you never use paper?
Oh, that's impossible. The teacher always uses recycled paper for the copies.
And what about using plastic?
We mustn't bring any plastic bottles, but we can drink water from the water fountain. Drinking water is good for health.
Wow, you have a water fountain. You're lucky.
You know, our school is a great place, and we always have a good time. The students and the teachers often eat together. We usually bring our sandwiches for lunch, but don't forget, our school has an eco label, so we mustn't bring any plastic bags.
What do you do then?
We must have lunch boxes.
That was really interesting and inspiring. Thank you very much for this interview, guys.